Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omiyinka 7 live coming to you straight from my studio, and I'd like to welcome every one of you. Stay tuned. We have a new feature for you.
Like a baker man, they never tell a story, they make it.
By Nina Simone a little bit later on, but that is from the Youth, a rearrangement with Buffalo Soldier and the crew creating Young, Gifted, and Black. Isn't it amazing how our youth take it for granted these days that it's just okay to want to live around approximately age 25? That's all they're asking for. Their limitations are soaring the sky, and all they want to do is live beyond 25. We got to make it happen for them, people. We got to change some things around. We got to reorder our marriage vows, for one. We got to start our youth in high school transitioning into parenthood before they exit those doors of the schoolhouse. We got to tell them about being young and gifted and black and living out their life in expectancy. We cannot allow them to cope and agree and accept the fact that their life should be cut short, down like a grain of grass. We got to tell them that because they have youth, that their lives can be lived through living out the expectancy of their elders and their ancestors. We got to tell them about their culture, their ancient heritage, and how great it was. We got to tell them how great Imhotep was when he built the stair-step pyramid, and how so many came behind him like Aesculapius and stole his invention. We got to tell them that there are more Imhoteps out there to be born. We got to also tell them that Cheques Diaz is waiting to put his spirit in somebody. So is Dr. Carruthers. And so is Harriet Tubman, our Moses. We got to create that modern-day Moses in our youth to be young, gifted, and black. Your soul intact. That's what we ought to tell them. Children, keep your souls intact, because ours have been tainted with Ours have been abolished. Ours have been fragile. But because your soul is intact, you have not been altered. You can make a difference. To be young, gifted, and black, let's hear that one more time, because I want to send a message out there. No longer just a dream. 40 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Buffalo Soldier and the guys for coming in the house and putting it down like that. I had to help the people back it up a little bit with a little bit of my harmonization. To Be Young, Gifted, and Black is a beautiful song, ladies and gentlemen, and it should be our national anthem. And when that song is sung, I want you to stand to your feet all over the nation, all over the diaspora, black and white, because we're talking about all the youth. Now, even if you're not black, stand and erect for an anthem that belongs to the African American. When Nina Simone wrote that song, she wrote it in direction to lift up the spirits of those young people who were downtrodden, who felt like back in the days when slavery was being reinforced and people had to use back doors instead of front doors and signs were up that said for colored only. Those young people had to fight through that. Nina Simone talked about her experience here in the United States where there was so much turmoil in Mississippi and in Arkansas that she had to write a song about Mississippi. Her song was banned from this country because Mississippi people felt it was intimidating because she stated, "God damn Mississippi, you are so hard on us black people. How can we make it? How can we come into our own with you having your foot on our neck?" The United States felt appalled about it and banished all of her music. She had to end up and leave to go over to Europe to live in Paris. She was a revolutionary. She was fighting for the cause of the young, gifted, and black. I want you to know that, young people, today. Nina Simone should be on every one of your school book lists to research, to find out what did she mean and what was in her mindset when she wrote the lyrics of Young, Gifted, and Black. She gave you dignity. She gave you your heritage back, something that was stripped from her. She eventually came back to the United States with tears in her eyes, weeping over what our struggle has become. It has been marginalized down to a simple march on Washington. When she left, it was a struggle, a real movement, which whites and blacks shared together. And they stood on the front line for causes. They didn't have to go out and sleep on the ground and wait for someone to empty out their tents and not be effective. They were very effective back in those days. So much effective that they had the dogs on them and the water holes, and they still kept coming. Nina Simone was a part of all of that. Her daughter yet lives. I've made contact with her daughter, and I've agreed to do a rendition of Nina Simone, as I told you before. I've been working on very hard to put together a dedication to Nina Simone. There needs to be a bust erected, a statue erected to her cause and her efforts. And the songs that she has given us, they are monumental. And her classical piano playing, which she started out to be a classical piano player, and someone stopped her in her track. But God had a better plan. He sent her to Europe, and she was able to mesmerize all of Europe with her classical piano playing and her songwriting ability. Her songs have become monumental, monumental. And I was even inspired to go back on the stage because of Nina Simone. Her words were electrifying. Her song, "My Mama's Blues," I'm now writing a song, dedicating it to my mama about her blues. I'm a blues singer by profession. And I know what Nina Simone went through in order to make it to the top where she was embraced by all people, black and white. In Europe, they allow you to be who you want to be. And it's a shame that her own country sent her away and compelled her not to come back to the United States. We've got to change. And youth, you being young, gifted, and black, you've got to change the United States of America to embrace all people and allow people to have a voice and to be able to speak out and have their rights. Youth, you've got to stand up and take a platform, and you've got to gird yourself and possess your pulpit and embrace your microphone to talk about causes and issues. Some of our songwriters were writing because of a cause, not just to have feel-good music, conscious music to make a difference. Because I talked so much about music last month, I wanted you to understand Nina Simone's music. People are picking it up now. They're ready to talk about issues, and they're ready to put her music back out there. unmolested and uninhibited. We can never destroy God's work. And truth deep down will rise to the top. What's on the bottom will rise to the top. Youth, I want you to understand, there is one last chance we have for turning things around. And we're beckoning for you and depending on you that you will take the baton. I hand you the baton now and give you the baton and say start out sprinting and start out running. Because it's going to take running to catch us up to where we need to be. We're coming up on the year of 2019. I made a mistake yesterday and said 2012. I would like to correct that on the record. 2019 is the date that African Americans would have been out of slavery over 400 years. It's time to take the baton and let's start running again. But this time, we're not just going to run with the dream. We're going to run with the vision, because the people have perished because of a lack of a vision. To be young, gifted, and black is the vision I'm putting out there. What does it mean, youth? What does it mean? Does it mean you have an advantage, an edge? Yes, it does. When you get on the stage becomes mesmerized with energy. Today's youth, to get on the stage with lights and fixtures and music, can change the course of the world. Now, while you're telling your story and singing your hip-hop, put a little consciousness in it. Put a little consciousness in it to wake up our people. Don't mesmerize them and put them to sleep and anesthetize them. And don't use chaotic music to eradicate the consciousness so that they are beaten down. Lift them up with the word. Start by using words like Nina Simone talked about to raise up the conscious level. And I'm saying this to you because Young, Gifted, and Black is our national anthem. Embrace it. Nina Simone has talked about the three shades of the colors of a black woman. My hair is kinky. My hair is straight. My hair is fine. My skin is coarse. My skin is fair. She has brought us things that we wanted to turn a deaf ear to. But nevertheless, she has caused us to look at all of these scenarios to see who needs to make a change in their thought process. Racism can never be addressed unless we talk about the idiotic sequences of someone prejudging someone before the fact. Now, youth, you have hovered up with just your African American. You don't know how to integrate. We have not taught you very well how to integrate. And we must show you that all races of people must have due respect. And even if we have some out there who don't know how to extend that respect, we must set the example. Ifa has come now on the scene. He's come to mend all of our broken hearts. And as we look at every denomination who wants to take precedence over another one, we must stomp out oppression. We must also eradicate racism, because you cannot get any further than the next generation of racists. No matter how far you race to get to the top, and you might have a plan to even get to the moon or to the next galaxy. Man plans always, but God is the best of planners. And God's plan said, in the end, we win. Now, who is he talking about? Can we all win at this thing? And if we all can win at this thing, and we all can have a little bit of the action, then why do we have so much fighting with the Republican and the Democrats? It's a race. And you must understand it's a race until the end. And the race that we run, let it be a swift race. Because truly, youth, you are the only ones that should be running. Run the race. Dr. Martin Luther King didn't get to the end, and he told you he wouldn't get there, but he had a chance to see the mountaintop, and he came back and described it to us. We don't want to just see the mountaintop, and we don't want anybody describing it to us. We want heaven to come here on this earth. We want Jerusalem to open up and bring the stair step here on this earth. Our youth can do it for us today because they're young. They have an edge. And because they're beautiful and black, they have a position that all youth want to see. Why is it that we see our youth demonstrate on stage for the world to see, and then we have those that are modeling after us and who are standing behind to steal all of your stuff and all your gifts, and they want to come out on top, mimicking you with your stuff, and then getting the reward for being the best at what you do? How is it that they can be the best at what you do when you created this stuff? We must stop this nonsense stuff, having these awards where we have people like Pitbull and others who are jetting come latelys on the scene, and now they're acted out and awarded out to be the best at hip-hop. How can you be the best at hip-hop when it is a hood acronym that comes from the hood, from having a slumber and a rough life? And if you've lived in a suburb all your life, how do you know anything about the hood? And how can you display that? Now, this is a cultural thing once again. I see you looking on stage with all of the entertainers, and then here we look at all these entertainers, and the final finale is, let's see how much damage we can do to the people. Let's take our clothes off and let them see that we're going to the ultimate. And you black people, you standing there smiling and clapping. This is not dignity. This is not what you do when you've had a good show. You don't take your clothes off. What we've been trying to say to the youth is pull your pants up. Put some clothes on. But yet we have some demonstrating how happy they are about having a good show, then they take their clothes off, and we rally about it. Once again, Iwapelu Africans, you have good character and good conduct. You do not perform in that manner. Maybe somebody hasn't told you. Maybe you think that whatever somebody else is doing is okay to demonstrate. No. We must lift up a standard for all to see. And I'm relying on you, young, gifted, and black, to lift that standard up. Just because you picked up the sagging and the pants around your ankle, do you not know that is a prison concept? And it did not come from your ancestors. And the straw you got came from slavery. So quit picking up these swaggers and calling them your own. Quit these swaggers and making like they came from our culture. Go back to your ancient ones and pick up the culture that they had. If you want to do anything, shave your head and leave a lock of hair there to strengthen your mind and open up your medulla oblongata so you can reach back in your cosmic records and remember what your ancestors did to build pyramids and stance the pyramids, and to create reasoning, not Greek philosophy, but African philosophy. Remember, to be young, gifted, and black, you hold within your hand your dignity. Do not take it lightly to throw your dignity away, because it took us so many years to gain that dignity. And with just of a switch of a light, you throw the dignity away and stand on stage having the opportunity to possess a pulpit, and you waste the time of the people by standing there taking your clothes off? How upset must the ancestors be? Now, they're turning over in their grave, and I'm calling on you, to make a difference in this world. I'm calling on you to take these award ceremonies and these and do something more positive with them. You still have people that are in captivity, still in slavery in parts of the universe, still in captivity. The 21st century slavery is still here. And some of your brothers are locked in prison, incarcerated, another form of prison, and mental institution. You don't have time to get on stage and act the fool. Cut the fool, they say, and throw your clothes off. And Beyonce and her crew, all of these people are held accountable for making a difference like Nina Simone did when she took the chance to sing about Mississippi injustice. Maybe Beyonce can sing about some injustice that she has seen in this lifetime so that it won't happen to anyone else. We're going to have to call our entertainers to be accountable for these awards and stop getting on there thinking that they're Johnny Come Lately. They have to set the norm, and they have to be able to set precedent. Stop copycatting everything you see. That is why we have so much homosexual ranting all over the place, because we're looking at these people perform in these manners that are not acceptable by the Creator. Your higher self should tell you that we did not come here with that manner. We cannot let that prevail in hip-hop or anywhere else. You are men. Be men. And you're a woman. Be women. We've got to set precedent and lift up a standard. The struggle that we see with singing the blues was a real thing. It was when we had to eat old two-day bread and drink pot liquor and had to eat cornbread and get whatever grease we had to make supper with. But those were hard times, but it gave us character. It gave us affluential and dignity. But now that we're eating caviar and lobster, we have lost our direction. We have lost our path. And I don't care how many swingers you have out there, until you build villages and community, a swinger can do nothing for its community but keep swinging their behinds in and out of relationship. They have to build community and villages so we can keep our race alive, except we become just like the Native American, the Pueblo Indian, almost extinct. Now, I'm counting on you, youth, that you will breed in our culture so that we will not become extinct because of foolishness. Now, do away with the foolishness on stage. Get a pulpit and possess it. Research and learn about your history and tell the world of your greatness. They're over there discovering it and washing the walls off and clearing off the story of your ancestors. It may not even be here for your children to read. Go to Europe. Also go to Egypt and find the story written on the wall about your greatness and the great things that your ancestors did. Then you'll have something to sing about, because right now you're wasting our time on these stage singing this foolishness. And then you're surprised when you're getting awards for this dumbness. You're wondering who is endorsing all this ignorance. Ignorance is on the scene now. And when I did the reading for the black African Americans, it said that nobody's taking leadership. Everyone wants to lead. You have too many heads, and that's a monster. And that's what's happening in this universe. Too many monsters are leading us in too many false directions. You must stop and pray. And I ask you to meditate with me on a day-to-day basis and ask your higher self to come into consciousness and come into right consciousness. To be young, gifted, and black is something very, very important. And you must understand that it's going to give us a chance to live through the youth. And the youth are the only ones that can do it for us, and we've got to know that. We can't do it for ourselves, but our youth can. And I want you to understand that if we get the message now, we don't have to worry about it later. Our youth can do it. They are young and gifted and black. Here is the scene from Nina Simone and her version of young, gifted, and black.
And I also want to talk about a friend who... I miss more and more every day. It seems that she comes alive more and more. quite a day for all kinds of things written about her. Each day, more and more. And I'm talking about Lorraine Henderson. In this month's Esquire, they find two articles about her. And, of course, you know who she is. And there's a downtown, if it was when we left, called the Beyond Gifted Student. And it's called the Beyond Gifted in Life. It's the story of her life. And we welcome her and I got together and composed it to in memory of her. And I think that very soon now, maybe four or five weeks, I won't be able to sing anymore. For each time I do it, she comes a little closer and I miss her a little bit more. So, for her, while she's here, and she approves. To the young people in Black and we invite the story. When did you enjoy it? You can come on stage and help us do this song for you. By the way, this is our latest song called Fortified. Our Savior Son. Now, it is not addressed primarily to white people, though it does not put you down in any way. It's a big no, I'm sure. For my people, need all the inspiration and love that they can get. So, this house is full, and there are 22 million Blacks in this country. I only want 1 million to buy this record. One thing. Just in time,
I want you to know that's where it's at. That's what it's all about. There's a world waiting for you out there. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for being a part of this monumental moment. Nina Simone herself has come to visit us. Her spirit is present here in the room with us. I can feel the vibration. And the vibration is moving. This is a moving and touching moment. Maybe the youth will come and wake up and lead us into an understanding. That's where it's at. I'd like to thank you for being patient with us as we bring you Nina Simone and her group. There's a world waiting for you, youth. And we'd like to thank you so very much for the opportunity of being able to bring you Young, Gifted, and Black. Please join us again tomorrow. We'll be back again talking once again how great it is to be young, gifted, and black. Ladies and gentlemen, your parents should be proud of you if you were sitting in this segment. And if you missed it, go back and listen to it on demand. It will bless your spirit. It will lift your soul. It will give you purpose in life. To be young, gifted, and black is no joke. You're held accountable and you're called to be something other than a stage symbol. Those young men that are on stage dying their hair, afraid to be themselves, I give you permission, Chris, to be yourself. You do not have to become something that you're not. Be proud of your black skin. Be proud of your kinky hair. Be proud.